with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you, Brock, Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
We're just about out of time here. Got some more music on the way. We got what we learned on the show. But right now, it is time for your final fact and opinion, our final thoughts on the show, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, some cool facts, some dumb
opinion. Not that you asked for them or you really care. But
No. You're going to listen to this fact, and you're going to listen to my opinion on it. This is kind of crazy. Australia has over 10,000 beaches. So you could visit a new beach every day for over 27 years.
Here's the catch. It's terrifying in Australia. 10,000 beaches that will murder you in any given moment.
10,000 beaches, only two of them are safe. Only two of them are safe that way.
Dude, no joke. I just watched a documentary on Australia. Northern Australia, dude, 2 days there, you're dead. You're dead. Dude, there's so many things there that are willing to kill you.
I'm going to be honest. I really don't have any desire to go to Australia. And I'm sure it's a beautiful country full of great people, yeah, but the odds of dying are just far too high. Like, dude, there's parts of Australia where, like, don't drive through it. Just don't go. Just don't.
Don't. They tell you. Yeah. Especially, like, in the middle of Australia, it's uncharted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's so many animals and reptiles and snakes, like, yeah, and anything road, there that
get to a point, the road just stops, like, this is far enough. Honestly, you're not going to like anything past this point. Just don't go. And yeah, that's in the middle part. Then still, you get on the outside, there's still dingoes and sharks and scorpions. Yeah. F that, man.
Not getting away from it. What do they say? If the land doesn't kill you, what's living on the land will.
Yeah, yeah. And people are just over there hanging out all the time. It's just nuts. Kiki was watching this show that I got roped into, and it was this farmer dating show. And it was filmed in Australia. And dude, this one farmer, no joke, lived on, I'm trying to think, like the west side. It was like the nice side, like the really kind of deserty side. And he slept outside all the time. He had a nice house, a nice farm. But the guy just was like, it's so nice all the time. I just sleep. This crazy son of a bitch, just drinking Foster's beer, just sleeping outside in Australia.
What are you doing, man?
What the hell?
Death wish?
Yeah. I mean, like, at any point in time, a snake could just come slither, a dingo could come over. I'm pretty sure the sharks over there can get on land. I'm not 100% positive, but
I don't live anywhere where I got to check my boot before I stick my foot into it.
Exactly. And if you are living in that place, move! What are you doing?
Get out of there.
Get out of there.
It's like living in Tornado Alley and getting mad that a tornado hit you. What happened?
At any point in time, but hell, great real estate prices around here. So there you go. Yeah, great beaches, but you can die. There's a good chance. You're going to get some sun and you're dead. That's it.
Oh. Good chance, actually.
Good chance. All right, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion for a Monday. We're going to be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around. It's WIRX.